आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम नरेश मागो। द हेडलाइंस। न्यू दिल्ली डिक्लेरेशन अडॉप्टेड यूनानिमसली बाय G20 लीडर्स, सीन एज अ मेजर विक्ट्री फॉर इंडिया। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी टू चेयर सेशन ऑन द थीम वन फ्यूचर on second and final day of G20 summit today. Prime Minister Modi to also hold bilateral meetings with several world leaders, including French President Emmanuel Macron today. ISRO successfully conducts third earthbound orbit-raising maneuver of its solar mission Aditya L1. IMD predicts heavy rain in Madhya Pradesh, Maharashtra and Goa today. Death toll in Morocco earthquake crosses 2,000, more than 1,400 receive serious injuries, and in cricket, India to take on Pakistan in Super 4 clash of Asia Cup in Colombo this afternoon. In a significant victory for India's G20 presidency, the member nations have unanimously adopted the New Delhi Leaders Declaration. On the first day of the 18th G20 summit in New Delhi yesterday, Prime Minister Narendra Modi announced the adoption of the declaration by the bloc of world's leading economies during the second session of the G20 summit titled One Family.
ये वो समय है जब बरसों पुरानी चुनौतियां हमसे नए समाधान मांग रही हैं और इसलिए हमें ह्यूमन सेंट्रिक अप्रोच के साथ अपने हर दायित्व को निभाते हुए ही आगे बढ़ना है। कोविड-19 के बाद विश्व में एक बहुत बड़ा संकट विश्वास के अभाव का आया है। युद्ध ने इस ट्रस्ट डेफिसिट को और गहरा किया है। जब हम कोविड को हरा सकते हैं तो हम आपसी विश्वास पर आए इस संकट पर भी विजय प्राप्त कर सकते हैं।
Inclusive growth, accelerating actions to deal with climate change, and increasing medical supplies to be future ready for health emergencies, among others, are the focused areas of the G20 New Delhi Leaders Declaration. The member countries have expressed their commitment to accelerate sustainable, balanced and inclusive growth with effective implementation of the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development. They also expressed commitment to accelerate action to address the issue of climate challenges by pursuing low carbon emissions, climate resilient and environmentally sustainable development pathways. More from our correspondent.
The declaration, while referring to the Ukraine war, underscored that all states must act in a manner consistent with the purposes and principles of the UN Charter in its entirety. It added that in line with the UN Charter, all states must refrain from the threat or use of force to seek territorial acquisition against the territorial integrity and sovereignty or political independence of any state. It also added the use or threat of use of nuclear weapons is inadmissible. Revisiting the roots of the G20 congregation, the declaration noted that the forum is not a platform to settle security and geopolitical issues. The 37-page declaration says that the member nations agreed to pursue reforms for better, bigger and more effective multilateral development banks to address global challenges. Member countries also expressed their commitment to improve access to digital services and digital public infrastructure. Anand Kumar for Akashvani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that history has been created with the adoption of the New Delhi Leaders Declaration. He added that, united in consensus and spirit, we pledge to work collaboratively for a better, more prosperous and harmonious future. He expressed his gratitude to all fellow G20 members for their support and cooperation. Briefing the media in New Delhi yesterday, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said the declaration envisages a green development pact for a sustainable future. He said the leaders condemned terrorism in all its forms and manifestations and recognized that it is one of the most serious threats to international peace and security.
The financing of terrorism is a very strong concern which the entire international community, not just the G20, shares. The 74 deals with illicit trafficking and diversion of small arms and light weapons. So I think these are concerns. So within the G20, I think these conversations are quite helpful. But obviously in terms of policy action, they will be carried into their particular mechanisms and forums which focus on the issue.
Highlighting the key features of the New Delhi Declaration, India's G20 Sherpa Amitabh Kant said, the key achievement is that every single country has come together to focus on the Green Development Pact. He said India's G20 has been the most ambitious in the history of G20 presidencies, with 112 outcomes and presidency documents. He added that with 83 paras and absolutely no dissent, the New Delhi Declaration symbolizes unparalleled global consensus.
This has been the most ambitious presidency in G20's history ever, because the number of outcomes it has, both the outcomes and the annex documents, are about 112, which is more than 2.5 times which has ever been achieved before. The New Delhi Leaders Declaration has 83 paras in all. All 83 paras have 100% consensus across all countries.
Earlier, with the kickstart of the 18th G20 summit, the African Union became a permanent member of the grouping. At the inaugural session, Prime Minister Modi invited the head of the African Union, Azali Assoumani, to take his seat as a permanent member of the G20. India had proposed that the African Union be granted permanent membership of G20 with a sense of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas. In his remarks at the first session titled One Earth, Mr. Modi said, India's G20 presidency has become a symbol of inclusion both inside and outside the country. He added that this has become the people's G20 in India, as crores of Indians are connected to this.
भारत की G20 प्रेसिडेंसी देश के भीतर और देश के बाहर इंक्लूजन का सबका साथ का प्रतीक बन गई है. भारत में ये पीपल्स G20 बन गया. करोड़ों भारतीय इससे जुड़े. देश के 60 से ज्यादा शहरों में 200 से ज्यादा अधिक बैठकें हुई. सबका साथ की भावना से ही भारत ने प्रस्ताव रखा था कि अफ्रीकन यूनियन को G20 की स्थायी सदस्यता दी जाए. मेरा विश्वास है कि इस प्रस्ताव पर हम सबकी सहमति है.
Mr. Modi also called upon the world to come together to transform the global trust deficit among nations into trust and confidence. He said this is the time for everyone to move together. The Prime Minister said the 21st century is an important time to show the world a new direction. He stressed that the world should move ahead, fulfilling responsibilities with a human-centric approach.
G20 के प्रेसिडेंट के तौर पर भारत पूरी दुनिया का आह्वान करता है कि हम मिलकर सबसे पहले इस ग्लोबल ट्रस्ट डेफिसिट को एक विश्वास, एक भरोसे में बदलें. यह हम सभी के साथ मिलकर चलने का समय है, और इसलिए सबका साथ, सबका विकास, सबका विश्वास, सबका प्रयास का मंत्र हम सभी के लिए एक पथ प्रदर्शक बन सकता है. वैश्विक अर्थव्यवस्था में उथल पुथल हो, नॉर्थ और साउथ का डिवाइड हो, ईस्ट और वेस्ट की दूरी हो, फूड, फ्यूल और फर्टिलाइजर का मैनेजमेंट हो, टेररिज्म और साइबर सिक्योरिटी हो, हेल्थ, एनर्जी और वाटर सिक्योरिटी हो, वर्तमान के साथ ही आने वाली पीढ़ियों के लिए हमें इन चुनौतियों के ठोस समाधान की तरफ बढ़ना ही होगा.
On the second and final day of the G20 Leaders Summit today, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will chair the session based on the theme One Future. Besides, several bilateral meetings have also been lined up. The Prime Minister will hold meetings with French President Emmanuel Macron and will also do a pull-aside meeting with Canadian leaders and bilateral meetings with leaders of Comoros, Turkey, UAE, South Korea, European Union, European Commission, Brazil and Nigeria. Apart from the bilateral and G20 summit meeting, the world's leaders and delegates are scheduled to visit Rajghat to pay homage to Mahatma Gandhi. Yesterday, on the sidelines of the G20 Leaders Summit, the Prime Minister held bilateral meetings with Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, Rishi Sunak, and Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida. The Prime Minister said, during his meeting with his Japanese counterpart, they took stock of the bilateral ties and the ground covered during India's G20 presidency and Japan's G7 presidency. He said New Delhi is eager to enhance cooperation in connectivity, commerce and other sectors. About his meeting with the UK Prime Prime Minister, Mr. Modi said they discussed ways to deepen trade linkages and boost investment. He added that India and the UK will keep working for a prosperous and sustainable planet. He also held bilateral talks with Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni. He said the talks covered sectors including trade, commerce, defence and emerging technologies. He added that India and Italy will keep working together for global prosperity. President Draupadi Murmu also hosted state dinner for all the heads of delegations. News just in, world's leaders and delegates attending the G20 summit visited Rajghat this morning to pay tributes to Mahatma Gandhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi received them at Rajghat. United Kingdom Prime Minister Rishi Sunak today visited Akshardham Temple in New Delhi and offered prayers. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts. India's first solar mission, Aditya L1, has successfully performed the third earthbound manoeuvre early morning. Indian Space Research Organisation, ISRO, said the third earthbound manoeuvre is performed successfully from ISTRAC, Bengaluru. ISRO's ground stations at Mauritius, Bengaluru, SDSC, SHAR and Port Blair tracked the satellite during the operation. ISRO added that the next manoeuvre is scheduled for September 15, 2023, around 200 hours IST. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast fairly widespread rainfall activity over Goa and Madhya Maharashtra for today and over Madhya Pradesh till tomorrow. IMD has also forecast moderate to widespread rainfall activity over Andaman and Nicobar Islands till the 12th of this month and over Odisha on 12th and 13th. IMD said rainfall activity is also expected today over the Ghat areas of Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal and tomorrow in Kerala and Mahe and over coastal Andhra Pradesh and Telangana for 2 days from the 12th of this month. Meanwhile, light to moderate rainfall lashed various parts of the national capital today, due to which residents of the city got some respite from the hot and humid weather. We spoke to Director of IMD in Chandigarh, Manmohan Singh, about the latest weather update.
बारिश जो पिछले 24 घंटों में हुई है ये ज्यादा नहीं हुई है. पंजाब हरियाणा और चंडीगढ़ में भी थोड़ी बारिश हुई है, लाइट टू मॉडरेट बारिश रही है और ये वेस्टर्न डिस्टर्बेंस की वजह से रही और साथ में जो ईस्टर्ली विंड भी चल रही थी, बे ऑफ बंगाल से भी हवाएं आ रही थी जिसकी वजह से जो है वो बारिश हुई. आज भी थोड़ी प्रोबेबिलिटी रहेगी कुछ एक जगह पे लाइट बारिश या थंडर शावर जो हो सकता है.
In Morocco, the death toll from the 6.8 magnitude earthquake has risen over 2,000, while about 1,400 are said to be injured. As per reports, the rescue teams are yet to reach out to more victims who are said to be stuck in remote areas and hard hit by the quake. The toll is likely to go up. In Asia Cup Cricket 2023, India will take on Pakistan in a Super 4 clash at Premadasa International Cricket Stadium in Colombo today. The match will start at 3 p.m. IST. A reserve day has been incorporated for the Asia Cup 2023 Super 4 match between India and Pakistan. If adverse weather suspends play during the Pakistan versus India game, the match will continue on 11 September from the point it was suspended. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to VC Pramod.
Thank you, Naresh. The stories about the Delhi Declaration at the G20 summit in New Delhi are splashed on the front pages of all dailies. History at G20, we do declare, says Hindustan Times. Global consensus made in India, writes the Times of India. G20 becomes G21 as India takes lead in bringing African Union to global trade, reports the Indian Express. Replica of iconic Konark wheel becomes center of attraction, says the Sunday Pioneer. Green signal for India-Europe corridor that will rival with China's Belt and Road Initiative, says the Financial Express. Sunak takes up FTA, growing Sikh radicals in Britain, reports the Economic Times. Chandrababu Naidu arrested in 3 a.m. swoop over the skill development scam is a headline in the Times of India. And finally, Malappuram municipality has kindled unprecedented excitement among senior citizens by opening its first Badai Bazaar, a free-of-cost centre for the elderly that will offer checkups and excursions shortly, reports the Hindu. And with that, it's back to you, Naresh.
Thank you, Pramod. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. New Delhi Declaration adopted unanimously by G20 leaders, seen as a major victory for India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to chair session on the theme One Future on second and final day of G20 summit today. Prime Minister Modi to also hold bilateral meetings with several world leaders, including French President Emmanuel Macron today. ISRO successfully conducts third Earth-bound orbit-raising maneuver of its solar mission Aditya L1. IMD predicts heavy rain in Madhya Pradesh, Maharashtra and Goa today. Death toll in Morocco earthquake crosses 2,000. And in cricket, India to take on Pakistan in Super 4 Clash of Asia Cup in Colombo this afternoon. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.